Let me go ahead and get John here real quick. Let's see. Okay. Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. How are you doing today?
Hi. Good. How are you, John?
I'm doing amazing. I appreciate you asking. Every day's a blessing, right? And am I speaking with, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, is it Helena?
Malena.
Malena. All right. Beautiful name, by the way. All right. So, pleasure to meet you. Malena, thank you. I had Jan send over information to kind of catch me up a little bit here. I see you've been in business since, 2013? Talk about time flying,
yeah.
Huh? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
okay,
I
perfect.
Know.
I swear, when I talk about years, I'm like, man, I feel like that was last year, you know? It's like, nope.
Were you born in 2013?
No. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. I was in 87, man. That's crazy for me. I'm like, oh, no. I have my youngest brother.
You sound super young.
I do. All right. Well, thank you. Hopefully it looks come off the same way, you know? Wow. Anyways, so, Belinda, you've been in business for quite some time. Have you guys ever utilized a service like this before or currently getting your online presence going?
No. We have Google Ads. We have Yelp. I was just mentioning that I have stopped Google Ads right now because the pricing was getting ridiculous per click. And the weirdest thing is that I wasn't really getting much traffic through Google Ads. I was getting more spam calls and people calling for Edison than actual clients looking for us in the area.
Yeah,
so,
makes sense.
And at one point, they charged me $40 for one click, and they told me that it was because of the time. Yeah, $39.60 for one click because it was on a Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I was wondering why that day at that time. Yeah.
Right.
So, needless to say that I stopped it because I didn't see the returning clients in financial business for the expense of $600 a month.
Well, I would too. I don't blame you, right? Sorry to hear that. And it becomes more of a headache too, trying to get a hold of somebody through Google because it's such a big company. I mean, it's like I hear weeks, months sometimes before getting a reply. So don't worry, Melinda. I mean, we're a premier Google channel partner. That's the highest tier partnership that Google trusts to handle SEO, search engine optimization. Now, it's my job to make sure that we find a right package that's not going to bleed out money. I want to make sure you're saving money, just as important as making money, right? Getting a return on your investment is great.
And and you guys do Google and Bing?
Correct, yes, ma'am.
Search engine?
Yeah, and actually, I was going to get to that right now. You mentioned that you have a Yelp listing. Are you paying for that Yelp listing or talking about that? You are? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Melinda, I'm going to help you out and save you a ton of money with this. Go for it. Yeah, sorry.
Yelp has actually given us the best results.
Beautiful.
You have to be honest.
You know, in some areas, it works extremely well. Some areas, it doesn't. I mean, it's just a hit and miss depending on the type of work you provide, services, and things like that, right? Now, here's the kicker. We are a premier partner with Google, so we're actually for a couple things. One, we can't work with any competitors in your area. Once you decide to move forward with us, we close it out, making sure you're getting max results. We're not sharing leads, rotating you, anything like that. Okay, so that's give you reassurance on that part. As far as the package itself, it's a bundled service. So we don't charge per click, job, lead, nothing like that. It's a flat rate. You cherry pick as many calls and jobs you want. The price would never change. Okay. Two.
What's the flat fee?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, so, I'm kind of getting into this a little bit because I want to make sure that, you know, again, you're not paying too much either. How far are you willing to travel for the work? Are you trying to stay within local area, like a 50-mile radius, or are you looking further?
No, we're in Santa Barbara County. I don't know what the mileage exactly is.
Okay.
But I think, maybe 50-mile radius. I'm not
I was going to say.
Sure.
It's about like a 50-55 mile radius. And that's answers
Maria,
my question.
Santa Maria, Lombok. And we've gone to Carpinteria a few times.
Okay. Well, we want to add them all in there. I mean, you know, just because, for example, like, you know, if you're doing really well, let's plan for the best, right? Once you're doing really well and you're like, John, he's doing so well, I'm booked up. Let's narrow things down to this specific area and only for these type of services. And then we could do that for you. And then later when you're like, hey, John, I'm ready to spread my wings again. Let's add them back in. All right, perfect. You know, no problem. And we include Yelp in your local listings as well, too, just by the way. So, So coming to your pricing on here, and there's a lot more that includes, but I don't want you to feel like I'm dodging your bullet here, okay? So, as far as your pricing, it's always going to be grandfathered in at the monthly rate of $249 a month. It comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming. So, to answer your question, getting started today, hypothetically speaking, will be $348 as your initial investment. Next month on the 6th is when it starts at $249 and never a cent more than that. And again,
and this
everything
covers,
yeah.
And this covers Google search, Google Maps.
Yes, ma'am.
And what else? Bing?
Bing, Yelp, any type of Apple product. You know, if they're looking at through Safari as well too, that's included. Okay. We don't want you missing opportunities whatsoever. Now, here's the best part I'm sure you're going to love the most. Now, do you have social media for your business, like a Facebook business page by any chance?
Yeah, which I didn't do it right. I did it as a personal
account. Okay.
I need to make it as a business page.
Timing is now then.
And I need
Guess what? You're going to love it.
You can do that.
Yes, ma'am. Better believe. I feel like an infomercial at this point. So
call now. You call
All right. I know, right? Now, here's the thing. The difference between doing a Facebook business page on your own and running ads on there by yourself rather than doing it with a premier partner with them is this. For them, they only allow to run an ad in a specific area, right? Whereas with us, we connect all the dots. So let's say a customer goes on Google, they type in electricians near me. I'm just using this as an example here. And they don't call you. If they go on their Facebook after that, that's when your ad will pop up on their screen with the click to call you directly from there too. So it's a target marketing ad, not an ad just going out to everybody, because that's just going to waste your time. We want to make sure that they are quality calls coming through.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So
do I cancel then my Yelp and start it through you, or how, or do you connect to my existing Yelp account? How does that work?
Yep, we connect to your existing account right now, and we make sure all we need is manager access, because we're not going to take over your stuff. This is your directories, by the way, right? You have your Google business profile. We just become a manager on there, so that way we use the right keywords in the algorithm system to say, hey, and we go over that with you too, of course, communications, everything. We say, Melinda, you know, these keywords are working way better to get your rankings to move up even quicker and being found that much easier. Would you like to use them? Yes? Okay, great.
Okay.
No? All right. No problem.
Here's another thing. The other reason why I had paused the account before this happened, but then they wanted to verify our business. And our business is under my husband's social security number. And they were asking for either credit reports, and then they're like, I send them something. I send them the business license, which is contractors California state license, and they're like, no, this is not good enough to verify your business. And I'm like, well, I'm not sending you my husband's social security number, because that's out of the question. So will you be able to run ads through Google without being business verified?
So So to answer your question, because I'm looking right now, I see your Google business profile online. You're already verified. Hanson Electric, right? Okay, So you don't need to be re-verified, ma'am. We do send like an extra email once moving forward joining the family. I tell you to disregard that email because that's for new customers that need to be verified. You don't need to have that.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that's important. Yeah, and what we're talking about is getting the local map section in the map, right? Looking organic. It's not an ad on Google because ads, people breeze through it. And that's and the ones that do come through, and I hope I'm earning your trust when I say this because we do sell that too. That's not what you're looking for. Sometimes they can bring a lot of spam robocalls too, right? And we don't want that. The ads that we're going to throw out there is for your target marketing ads on Facebook. And you can research yourself on fact check me on this one, but Facebook ads have higher conversion rates than Google ads, more than double. So it's a big deal. Mm-hmm.
But that's on the younger crowd. Older people don't go on Facebook for ads.
Actually, I thought it was the opposite. I believe. I mean, I don't know.
I feel like the older crowd finds me through Google, and the younger crowd finds me through Yelp.
Interesting. Well, you never know. In this area, I mean, I'm not the technician on that part. What I do know is just the stats of it, you know?
Yeah. Here's another question. Are we, like, under a contract for a year, or is this a month-to-month service?
It's a month-to-month service.
I can cancel it at any time if I don't see the return?
Correct. Yes, ma'am. Actually, I'll read this verbatim because this part is we call the voice verification as another secondary form of protection for you and your pricing as well, too. But you will hear me say this again, okay? This is what will be under the recording part, but I just want to make sure you feel comfortable. It says, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the number. I'll give you our direct number here for you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. So that's more than a time. I mean, as long as you contact us 3 days before your billing cycle starts so that we're not being charged for the next month coming up, then you're perfectly fine.
I was having a client send me a text. How many billing days before the billing cycle?
3. Just 3.
3. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, we want to make sure you're being protected on every case possible. But at the same time, we're looking for that long-lasting relationship. Yeah.
Yeah. What is your company name so I can research it before
continue? Sure thing. Yes, ma'am. It's Local Splash. We're in Fountain Valley, California.
Local Splash.
Yep. You can look up localsplash.com. That's our website as well. We've been in business for over 19 years now. Being a premier partner with Google, we have over 10,000 companies.
Fountain Valley, California?
Correct. Yes, ma'am. No. That's us.
Oh, that's you?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Internet marketing service in Fountain Valley.
Yes, ma'am.
Huh. Services. Yeah, 4.2 average. Ooh, you have a lot of wine stars.
Yeah, not a perfect company, I'll tell you that. But look at them as well. Go ahead.
No, I always like to look at the one-star reviews first.
Go for it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And if you actually look at every one of them, you'll notice a couple things. One, having over 10,000 companies that we're working with right now for over 19 years, too. Okay. 4.9 star rating out of 5 for customer satisfaction comes a long way. So. The reason I'm bringing this up is, one, no matter if it's a good review or bad review, we always follow up no matter what to make it right. And that's how we keep our good ratings and keep our customers for long term. So if there are real customers on there, better believe every single one of them, we always fix it if there is any issues or whatever from there. Now, I got to say, again, you know, there is some customers out there that I'm sure you've been around for a long time. I mean, you could do the best job ever. It's just not enough for that customer, you know what I mean? So there's a few snags like that, you know, here and there. But other than that, I mean, if you look at quality. Go ahead.
Yes. No. As you're speaking and reading, I could give a 0 stars if I could. They sell you a great idea. They base using Google platform, and then they refuse to give you administrative access.
No, that's not.
Continue to pay for months. I continue to pay for a monthly for my website, but you do website as well?
We do we are a one-stop shop. We do websites, although I believe you already have a website, correct?
I have a website, yeah.
Yeah, so in your case, we wouldn't have to develop that. No, yeah. In your case, we would.
AI did that one for me.
Oh, really? Get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. That's pretty awesome. That's awesome. Okay. Sorry, get distracted.
AI, I told them what I wanted, and in less than 5 minutes, I had the website all done.
That's incredible. Talk about technology.
Yeah.
Right. Well, here's the thing. When it comes to websites, and hear me out when I say this one, because when it comes to websites, it don't matter if you have the best website in the world. If no one's finding it, no good, you know? So what we'll do is we'll make sure that that website's being found. We're not taking anything over for a website. That is yours. And I'm looking at it right now, straight to the point, schedule a consultation. Like, that's the end goal, game goal right there, you know? Get an appointment and land some jobs. So that's what we can help with on there. We will make sure your Google Business Profile, if it does not already have a website, I'm looking at it right now. Actually, it does. So we want to make sure that that business profile is being found, so that way you're getting more quality calls that turn into appointments and jobs from there.
So here's my thing. I will give you a tryout for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't work out after a month, I'll give you a call and cancel it.
I'm going to tell you right now, that try is going to be your best investment ever. Watch. No, I'm serious. You know, we usually do try tell customers, you know, hey, it's month to month to earn your business, and they don't take us seriously with that. But watch, you'll see.
Yeah.
When it happens, you're going to see. And please make sure, though, if you can, don't take this with a grain of salt. Communication is key with everything on here. This is your company.
Yeah.
We keep it that way, okay? So we're not going to do something just because we thought it was a good idea. Now, Melina, to get things started, it takes about 10 minutes here. So spelling your name, is it M? Oh, go ahead.
No, it should be under Andy Hansen.
Andy Hansen.
Andrew. Andrew Hansen. But the Yelp part of it, because we get charged by click on Yelp as well.
Oh, my
How
gosh.
How does that work with you guys?
Completely included. You're not being charged per click at all, ma'am. And I don't think, honestly, that should be a case for you guys. I mean, Yelp is pretty big, but, I mean, I wouldn't charge for a click or anything. That would be blowing my pocket.
Yeah, it has been, but it's been the most productive way of advertising so far. This has been Yelp, honestly.
Okay.
So
our team will keep that up to date.
So once you guys take over on the Yelp side of things, do I get still charged per click?
No, ma'am. There's no click. No charge per click. No, not. That's included.
And so how is Yelp going to get affected by that?
You could stop the Yelp with them however you like. You can call them and say, hey, listen, I'm putting on pause or put on cancel, and you'll still keep your Yelp listing. We use as a manager access to make sure that that Yelp listing is still being found even faster and easier, too, without being charged per click. That blows my mind. That's the first I heard.
Huh. Well,
yeah,
and
I've been here for a while.
I don't have Angie's List, because Angie's List was even charging more per click. Or not per click.
Per lead
or
something.
Per lead.
Right? Yeah.
Yes, and the leads were like, I don't want to exaggerate, but maybe like 30, 40 bucks per lead.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay. Yeah. With them, here's the thing. When it comes to Angie's.
And that, yes. Yeah. I don't know if it was Angie's leads or Angie's.
Ads or something. I don't know.
There's
I can't keep up with that.
Yeah, there's two of them now.
Yeah.
I liked it when it was just Angie's listings and it was free and everybody could reach out to them and mom-and-pop shop.
I heard they changed it up, and ever since they did, there's so many business owners that switched over just because of that. Their philosophy is a lot different now, where they're spreading leads to, let's say a customer goes on Google, right? And this is a real case scenario. They go on Google like 3 months back and they type in electricians near me. Well, what Angie's does is they buy that lead and then they sell it as a third party to you and several other companies that do exactly what you do in the area. Regardless if you talk to them or not, you're getting charged for it. And I've even heard, let's say you do talk to them, and they're like, hey, listen, this was fulfilled months ago. I'm not part of Angie's. And they hang up, and then you still get charged for the lead. So I heard it so many times.
Wow.
And with this, you're not being charged per lead, per call, click, job, nothing like that. Again, you get to see this come to fruition for yourself. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's do it.
All right. Now, Melena, how do you spell your name? Is it M-E-L-E-N-A? I'm horrible at spelling, sorry.
No, don't worry. It's an Italian name. M-A-L-E-N-A.
Okay, beautiful. And Melena, how do you spell your last name? Is it DeHanson?
No, it's an Italian name. P-A-O-L-I-N-O. Paolino.
Paolino. Oh man!
Yeah.
All right, I'm partial Italian, not a lot, but yeah.
Oh.
And then, Melena, I want to make sure that you see everything. This is my promise to you, okay? Even after payment here today, I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email, so you have it on paper. I'm on the phone with you. Okay. If you have questions or concerns, you can ask me on the spot, okay? What is the best email I could send the invoice to?
Hanson, H-A-N-S-O-N, Electric, 805, @gmail.com.
All right. Beautiful. And is this the best phone number for us to contact you in case if we need to go over different things?
This is the business number.
Oh, okay. That answers my next question there. Now, the next part, this part is for Google, so I have to have it right. And I know I see your Google business profile, but it's just important that I confirm everything here. The business name is Hanson Electric. I'm not missing anything, am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Now, the next part, completely optional. You do not have to show your physical address to the public, but just to make sure, because we have to confirm things with Google on here, Google does require a physical address being verified and things like that.
Yeah.
Again, you're already verified, but what is the best address that's for this business?
Long Valley Road. And
well,
I thought that was listed on Google.
No. And sorry, you kind of cut out on me, too. But no,
I
don't see any address on there.
I started walking. Okay. Can I give you the billing address, or do you need the physical address?
Since you're already verified, as long as it's a physical address, it's perfectly fine. It can't be a PO box.
Okay.
Then they'll flag
it. Can't
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
Okay. So the physical address is 3301. Long Valley Road.
And Santinez, okay. Zip code 93460.
93460, yeah.
Okay, beautiful. All right. And again, I will make sure, do you want me to keep that hidden from the public? Because I'm going to put that in right now.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. Let me notate that right now. Please.
Yeah, you can just say that we cover Santa Barbara County.
Okay, perfect. And then also the next part, like I mentioned, I don't forget any of my promises, okay, Melena? I want to make sure our team introduces themselves to you, goes over how you want your Facebook business page to look, how often you want us to work on ads going out and things like that as well, too. I can set that up as early as tomorrow if you'd like. So that way they jumpstart on things right away. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
Sorry, I'm still reading bad reviews.
Well, honestly, Melena, if you're looking for bad reviews, you're going to find them, right? Regardless.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're looking at all the amazing stuff, we got quite a lot.
Totally. I just like to have, are you guys, Better Business Bureau?
I'm so sorry, you're kind of in and out. I kind of just heard Better Business Bureau. That's all I heard.
are you guys with a Better Business Bureau?
Yeah, so Better Business Bureau is one of those directories that, I mean, everyone has to be, when they wanted to do it back in the day. But Better Business Bureau, I'm going to tell you right now, we have an A-plus rating in there. But here's the thing. when it comes to Better Business Bureau, everyone has to voice their opinion no matter what, right? Even if they're not actual competitor or if they're not actual clients. Some, most cases, I have a side business of my own, and some people actually, that's unfortunate, but a lot of the other competitors out there kind of leak crazy stuff in there. But in order to keep an A-plus rating on Better Business Bureau, this is the catch. If you don't fix it, that drops your ratings. So that tells you right there as proof, we always make sure we make things right with our customers, no matter what.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Good question, though.
Because that's the other thing that we're paying for is BBB for...
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, do you get any bites from Better Business Bureau?
Actually, we have.
Are you serious?
Very little, but had two big companies that do maintenance for retail stores like Gap, Old Navy, and they found us through Better Business Bureau. So now
get
we
out
can
of town. That's awesome. All right.
I know.
Well,
so we are. Yeah. So we are. We help the retail stores when they have any incidents.
That is insane. All right. I love it. Well, Milena, let's keep it that way. Okay. Now, when it comes to local directories, we have a quite a lot that you can utilize, but I'm going to warn you right now because our team will warn you too. Okay. We try to stick to the main ones like Yelp, Bing, and Apple products because it brings less spam and robocalls, right? But if you put in a special request with them and say, hey, listen, I'm really doing well with this in the area. I have to have it. I'm sure they'll be able to work with that, okay? So just make sure, again, communication with that part. For that actual meeting, though, tomorrow, do you have an hour window more in the morning or in the evening? What works better for you?
I would say in the morning. I'm just trying to look at your website. I would say 9 in the morning.
9 in the morning it is. I could set that up right now. And, yeah, our website is localsplash.com.
Yeah, I just found it.
Okay.
Local SEO, Google Business Profile. Mm-hmm.
And the
so
package
I'm,
that...
I'm gonna,
oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
The
no,
package...
No, sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead.
No, you're okay. All right. So the package that you're listed under in the website is called the Platinum Package. I wasn't lying to you. Normally, it's $599 a month with the $299 setup fee. So we got you at a promotional rate of $249 monthly with a one-time setup fee only $99. So huge savings, and it always will stay like that unless you yourself wants to upgrade your package. And please, don't forget this. At that time, if you do want to upgrade your package, let me know. I can apply that same promotional rate to every package, so you're never paying the normal rate from here. Okay, Milena? So please don't forget that.
Okay.
All right. I don't want you paying that. It saves you money. Come on now. You know, that's my job. And I failed if not. Now.
So you will be my point of contact from now on, or would I have to work with a different representative? Or
when it comes to your package deal, let's say if you want to add in clicks or you want to add in different things, talk to me. I'm the guy that's going to save you money and go over pricing and packages. I know a lot about all of this stuff, as you can tell, but I'm not the person that makes it happen. The people that do and your team will be introduced to you. That's why I'm setting this up tomorrow. You said 9 a.m. I'm going to make sure they introduce themselves to you, go over the onboarding process, show you how to keep track of your analytics. That way you feel comfortable with our team. And I'm going to give you our direct phone number as well. So that way you always have a point of contact that knows how to pop up your account, know exactly how to work it, and make modifications from there. Okay?
Okay.
If for any reason that you can't get a hold of someone, this is another reason why I want to email you right now. So that way you have a secondary form of contact for me. Okay? And if I put it through, you'll always be contacted within the first 24 hours. So I just want to make sure.
Perfect.
So I'm sending that email now. It's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got that. Reminder.
John, SEO.
You got it. That's me. Okay. And I put the reminder right here. There we go. All right. Next part.
Okay.
This is all for Google. Don't think like you're married to it. You can modify it anytime, but our team will be there to do this for you too, okay? So just making sure you understand that part. For your hours of operations, I just want to confirm, on Google right now it shows from Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Would you like to keep that the same or no? Yes. Okay.
I was actually thinking of leaving, because on Yelp I changed it to 24 hours.
Okay.
Because I feel like having business hours makes it seem like we're not approachable anytime if somebody has an emergency.
Okay.
I was thinking of setting it up for 24 hours.
Can I give you my suggestion on that?
Yeah.
Okay. If you like, I like people to respect my time too, because my time is valuable, right? So for my business, I mean, for example, like same thing like yours, I would put Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, and then 24/7 emergency only. So they kind of have that idea as well too, to respect your time.
That's a great idea. A great idea. I just want to make sure that if somebody's house is smoking out from some electrical issues, that they don't look at us and be like, oh, no, I'm not going to call them because they're closed. Does that make sense?
Right.
I want to be the hero and save the day.
I love that. All right. Yes, ma'am. All right. So we'll make that modification for you for sure. And then, now, jog my memory a little bit. As far as your service radius, this package can literally go the 50, 55-mile radius in every direction. I know you wanted to hit all of the areas. So would you like me to use the whole mileage out there for you?
What does the whole mileage mean? The Santa Barbara County or 50-mile radius from Sentinel?
Yep. So from your home base, it'll be 50 miles in every direction.
Okay. What's 50 miles from us?
It's pretty far. I could just put in for Santa Barbara County, and that way we're hitting just that area.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll do that.
That makes more sense.
Okay. And again,
I'm trying
doing that
to,
well.
I'm trying to Google to see
how far
how many
that is.
Miles. Yeah, like Santa Maria is 36 miles. And let's see, Montecito, how?
Without traffic, I would say 50 miles is about like an hour drive.
Yeah. No, I'm just like looking at maps and clicking on, like, for example,
specific areas.
Montecito.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, CARP. Yeah, CARP is 47 miles. We can do just Santa Barbara County.
Okay. And anytime you want to change that or add things in there, again, let us know.
Yeah.
We could do that. Okay, that's included in your package. Never hesitate, okay? All right.
Okay. Could I put you on a quick hold really quick?
Sure.
The client is calling me. Okay.
Yes, I'll be right here. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi, yes, I'm still with you.
Yes, I'm still with you.
Okay, so I need to go. I am so sorry. I need to drive down and meet with a client down below.
Okay.
My husband forgot some power tools.
Okay.
And I'm going to lose you because once I drive from the house, I have no reception.
Okay, gotcha. Well,
so
here's the thing.
Can we arrange for the meeting for tomorrow at 9?
Well, I could, but I just – the meeting tomorrow is at 9 for our technicians to talk to you guys, and the only thing I can't change is just payment needs to be before that. If not, they cancel it automatically. If you want,
okay.
I have everything here. I already sent most of the stuff. I'm looking at the website to kind of know exactly what keywords to use as well. I could keep that appointment for tomorrow if it's all right with you.
And could
I would love
could you call me? Could you call me in like 15 minutes and we can continue a conversation?
Yeah, yeah, I could definitely do that. Of course, 15 minutes.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye bye.
No, you're fine. Bye bye.